Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you.
Lots to cover here. Flooding chaos, Powerball mania, sound on sound, Steven Tyler news, and the legend passes away. And on top of all that, AJ back in studio.
That's the biggest problem right there. I'm back!
Yeah, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you.
But first, I just want to talk to the Patriots fans.
Oh.
Not the cool ones. You know who you are. The obnoxious ones.
Oh.
They hate us because they ain't us. They'd come in on Monday with their shirts on. They taunt Cowboy fans. They make their little social media videos.
Right.
We did it. We did it. You weren't on the field.
Yeah, seriously. Okay. Which one were you?
Are you taking blame today? Because you took credit when they were winning. The comments.
The worst.
Yeah. I don't feel bad for you today.
No. You kind of earned it.
The Cowboys blew them out. Blew them out.
Nice.
Mopped the floor and wiped their heinies with them. And Jennifer said, I feel bad for them.
Oh, don't feel bad.
Oh, I do not.
They had it coming.
Ah. This is the typical someone's climbing the corporate ladder, crapping on people, and then they're climbing back down. They're like, oh,
Was I bad to you?
How you doing?
Was I bad to you? I'm sorry.
Can you do a favor for me now?
No!
David Biller was not one of those Patriots fans.
Okay. Just checking.
Good morning, David.
Actually, for Chaz, I am one of those Patriots fans.
Oh. Okay, then.
I mean, if you're admitting it, then you're not.
Yeah,
that's true.
It's like AA.
The ones he's talking about would disappear today.
Right. He wouldn't call at all.
I am a pre-Brady lifer. I was trying to find my own dump button to get off. I said, geez, I feel like they did that for me, but it's okay.
Nah.
It hurts. It does hurt. It's not fun.
You know what? You're living the dream. It's like, what, six Super Bowls and X money? Yeah, I mean, the appearances, it was eight, right?
You had
they
your time.
Lost two to the Giants.
You had your time.
So it's amazing. It was never seen before.
Yeah.
Well, my wife became a Patriot fan in 2020, which is basically the Brady era. So now I tell her, you know, how I lived before we met, because this is the Patriots.
All right.
I remember
so you were
pre-Brady.
On,
oh, yeah.
You were on the train before Brady.
Right. She jumped on during the pandemic.
She jumped. Yeah.
You may want to talk to her.
Yeah. So I think I told you I don't throw away much. So somewhere I have my, you know, boys small New England Patriots jacket that my mom bought me at Sears and Roebuck over on Whitney Avenue in Hamden.
Nice.
At my house somewhere. So I've been around a long time.
Okay. All right. You're the real deal then.
It
you know.
Hurts,
you know that just doesn't happen. It you know, that kind of a run doesn't happen ever. And now, welcome to the rest of us.
Right. And if something happens to Jackie, you know how much it went for.
Yeah. Pre-Brady, after Brady years. Nice. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
It's okay, though.
Antique.
There was the Cowboys intercepted the Patriots, and they just kept playing this shot of Bill Belichick on the sidelines, putting his face over his hand and then just slowly pulling it down his face as if he just wanted to tuck his face into his shirt.
Like a turtle.
Yeah.
Well, I got to watch it in real time, but I do appreciate reliving it this morning, so thank you.
You got it.
A little wake-up call.
All right, did anybody see some of these wild scenes of flooding unfold throughout New York City Friday morning?
Incredible. Ooh.
It looked like some kind of Armageddon movie.
Well, it was sinking.
You know, with AI and all this stuff now, I'm like, is this real?
Okay, I can see that.
You know?
Yeah,
it's like, this is
CGI? What's going on
here? It was really unbelievable. Video showed cars plowing through knee-deep water in Brooklyn Sunset Park. Yeah, the good thing about Brooklyn, though, if they get flooded, all those the skinny jean-wearing Brooklynites.
Yes.
They got the high water pants
the hipsters,
on. So
the hipsters,
they didn't get their pants wet.
Oh, my flannel's messed up.
Cell phone footage taken aboard a city bus at 18th Avenue and 60th Street in Brooklyn's Bensonhurst neighborhood showed floodwaters gushing into the vehicle filled with passengers. Kids are lifting their feet up so they don't get wet.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. See the subway, like the walls, water's coming through the tiles.
Yeah, that's not a good sign.
I'm like, I'm out of here.
And there's just bad asbestos and just stuff that shouldn't be in those buildings that are just like flooding out now. Like, here you go.
Yeah, now the fish have a cough.
Brooklyn and Queens were hit the hardest by the storm. By 1 o'clock, the highest rain total of just under 7 inches was recorded at Brooklyn's historic Greenwood Cemetery. The governor of New York declared a state of an emergency for New York City and Hudson Valley and Long Island. Mayor Adams of New York City declared a state of emergency for the five boroughs.
You'll abandon ship.
Basically.
Where do all those homeless people go? Like, they have this, like, whole other problem of, like, homeless migrants.
Yeah. Well, if they had an air mattress, they're good. Now I'm Missouri.
How did we do here in Connecticut? I mean, we got a lot of rain.
Yeah, it slammed.
A lot. Are you getting a lot of calls for flooded basements, David?
Yeah, we are getting a lot of calls for flooded basements.
Is that covered?
Unfortunately, with the water in the basement, it's bad news for most people because insurance policies don't really cover that kind of damage. If you got flood insurance, you might find coverage there. But even with flood insurance in a basement, the coverage is limited. With an average homeowner's policy, what you want to do is see if you have a sump pump or other type of drain in your basement. Then take a look at your insurance policy, the first couple of pages, which is the declarations where you'll see form and endorsement numbers. And you want to look for an endorsement for coverage in case of water that backs up or overflows through sewer sumps or drains. And then again, only if you have a sump or drain in your basement, you may be able to find limited coverage. If you cannot find that endorsement, you can always call your agent, your carrier, ask them if you have it. You can also call us and we'll look for you. But again, even if you have that endorsement, the coverage with water in a basement is extremely limited and in most cases not covered. But whether you have coverage or not, it is important to get the water out as quickly as possible, remove the wet contents, get the humidifiers running so that you don't get mold. And, you know, it's not that rainwater is not covered. If the water came in through your roof or a skylight or an open window, something above ground, then you probably have coverage. It's just the water that runs across your yard or down your driveway or comes up through your floor in your basement where you have issues. And that's unfortunately what most people had.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Did you go to Sound on Sound?
I did not.
Well,
I was
busy.
I went Saturday. And the amount of rain that we had Friday. We had Howard on Friday morning, and he sounded stressed, said he was stressed. And I said, what are you up to now? He said, we have trucks over there just pumping water out.
Taking care of it.
Yeah. I get there Saturday. I'm like, well, you know, wear boots and just prepare it to be very muddy. And
hey, order the soup.
Prepare for it to be a gross experience.
Yes.
Wow, I couldn't believe the shape that field was in.
Getting it done, man.
He got it done. He really got it done.
Yep.
I heard they did a great job.
Yeah. They brought in, I don't know how much, but triaxles and triaxles and triaxles loaded with stone. And they put stone down and rubber mats in places.
Oh, wow.
So there were like these sidewalks. It was just didn't turn into, you know, soup.
I was picturing a truckloads of kitty litter.
Oh, right. The ones that ball up.
Right, exactly. Everybody push like a dung beetle. Push.
We need a giant plastic scoopy thing.
Why are there floating dung balls in the Sound?
It was really unbelievable. And I don't really look at the comments and stuff on those various sites, but yeah. I hope they're positive.
They better be.
Because they really, you know, look, I'm friends with Howard and Jimmy, so of course I'm biased, but as a concert goer, I went and I was like, wow, I can't believe what a great job they did.
A lot of folks enjoyed themselves immensely.
And, you know, you didn't wait for anything. Like, compared to day one last year and day one this year,
yeah,
night and day. Like, night and day. Night years.
Yep.
Like, you wait like 2 or 3 minutes for a beer. Well, 55,000 people, that's pretty freaking good.
Yeah.
All kinds of food and... It was great.
It looked nice.
You get right in.
Yeah.
You know.
Looked nice.
It was really well done. The sound system was awesome. The Chili Peppers.
The stage's amazing.
So tight.
Huge stage.
I give it a solid A.
Nice.
Solid A. I mean, the only thing that would make it an A-plus is if it was completely dry, but you don't have any choice in that match.
No
given
control.
The circumstances.
Given the circumstances.
They did a fantastic
exactly
job.
Exactly right. Hopefully we'll have Howard and maybe the mayor on later to talk about it.
Cool.
But, all right, David. Now, so if anyone has any questions about water in their basement or any tree damage or whatever, call this guy, my buddy David Biller. Biller & Associates, Public Insurance Adjusters. You can Google them. Thank you, David.
Thank you, guys. Have a great morning.
All
right,
you too. There was no winner for the Powerball jackpot.
Nope.
So tonight, it will be $1
billion. $1 billion. Wow.
Wow.
Another billion.
So that's if you do it over 30 years. The one-time check is $478 million.
I want the payments.
Yeah.
I want the payments.
470.
To safeguard against myself.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. And yeah. Why give up almost half of it?
Seriously.
Or in this case, more than half.
Yeah.
Like, nah, I don't think so.
I mean, granted, they only paid X amount to win it, but still, if it comes to me, it comes to me.
Now, we've had this conversation many times. I don't really know this for a fact. I know you say it's transferable, but let's just say it's 30 years, and you think you got a good 20 years left.
Uh-huh.
You know, the balance of that, does that get transferred over?
According to them, yes.
Your estate? You know, do you do all that work before you go sign the ticket? So you're signing in the name of this company or something?
Yeah.
Do they let you do that?
According to them, it is transferable, yes.
Them?
Yeah, according to the lottery people.
Okay. Because then you do it.
Yeah.
But if it's 30 years and you think, yeah, I probably have a good 20. Or if I die in a car accident, I don't want this money to disappear.
Right. Or maybe I do. Up yours, people!
Well, the odds are 1 in 292 million.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Right?
That's exactly right. It's my favorite line from Dumb and Dumber. Has anyone given up? Like, was there anyone who was playing like every day and then they just stopped playing? They're like, screw it, I'm not.
I haven't played the last four drawings. I last time I played with someone around there was like 400 million, 500 million.
Yeah.
So I missed a few.
That's not giving up though.
I mean, I was just like, you know what? I'm not going to bother. I know no one's going to hit it, so I'll just wait for the next one and just carry it over three of them.
Yeah, I don't want to play these giant ones. I like Lotto or Powerball gets big, but I just kind of like to play the ones that no one else is playing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody hit for almost $10 million on Lotto.
Yep. That's that one's another record right there. Because I never guessed that high.
One ticket sold matched all six numbers, winning the $9.4 million prize. The winner can choose to take the annuity, which would send the money in 21 equal payments of around $447,000.
I have an annuity and I need cash now. Hey, cash now! Sorry, you said annuity. Trigger.
The option to take the ticket's cash value is $6,483,000. So.
And that's here in Connecticut. So that's not New Jersey, New York. That person won here.
Connecticut.
Yeah, so congratulations to this person.
Connecticut.
So congratulations.
By the way, Flea commented on the smell in the air.
Oh, boy.
And I got to tell you, when the Chili Peppers went on,
oh, yeah?
Like I had a contact high. Look. It was 9 out of 10 people.
Folks tuning up.
Wow.
Okay.
And it smelled good.
What'd he say?
Flea said, the air smells good, Connecticut. Then Anthony Kita said, it smells like you ate 20 tons of pot and farted.
Classy.
So 9 tickets matched 5 out of 6 numbers, earning $2,244. Imagine getting one number off, and instead of winning $10 million, you win $2,000. Seems like there's just a big...
You know someone
like,
did.
It's like a big jump.
You know someone probably did.
What?
Do that. You just said missed by one, got
yeah,
$2,000.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
9 tickets matched 5 out of 6 and got $2,000.
Oh.
That's a drag.
It is, but
the
hey,
difference.
Yeah,
I know. 2000 is great.
I'll still take it.
But the difference.
Oh yeah.
Like I had that happen. I was one number off from like $2 million.
Damn.
But I got $9,000.
Yeah. Again, that's a huge victory.
Oh, it was awesome.
I've been playing for how many years? I've yet to hit 1,000.
Damn it.
So,
like in total or just on one win?
On one win. Yeah, I'm sure over the last 20 some odd years, I've almost hit $1,000 in $2 wins.
House Minority Leader Vince Candelora on the phone. All right, so we got a bunch of new laws in Connecticut now that it's October. One, so there's some gun restrictions. What are those?
Yeah, I mean, basically, that we've now banned open carry in the state of Connecticut, so you have to conceal your gun when you're walking out in public. That didn't get a lot. It wasn't too controversial. But then I've never
seen anyone carry a gun like it's the Wild West.
Oh, I've seen three people.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And a couple of friends who carried open.
Well, it's not that big of a deal.
No.
But what's interesting, in Hartford, I don't know if you remember a couple months ago, they started these citizen groups where they were open carrying on the streets to protect their neighborhoods. Those type of groups can't do that anymore.
Okay. Well, that's what happens when you chase the police into hiding. You have to take things into your own hands.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly. Now they're not going to let you.
Yep.
Right. Okay. So, like, we're going to scare the cops into hiding, and then you can't do anything to help yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
And this is just to clarify, if you have a gun under your shirt and you reach for your wallet and your gun flashes, you're not getting arrested for that.
I wouldn't think so.
No.
Yeah. It's an accident.
No.
Yeah,
you're reaching for your wallet.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's not to say that somebody might not call the police on you.
That's right.
You might have a Karen in the grocery line, but overall, it's not a violation.
You can only buy 3 guns per month?
Yeah.
Right.
Originally, the governor's proposal was 1 per month. I'm not a fan of that. I don't really understand what you're accomplishing. Just, you know, most people aren't going
to
buy 3 guns a month.
You know what? Probably that the pandemic. Because, I mean, people were going and, like, stocking up for Armageddon.
Oh, my God, yeah. Shelves were empty. I remember walking in to buy ammo, and I'm like, where is everything?
You know, it started during the Obama administration when he started, you know, the attack on guns and the we saw the gun permits went through the roof and it never sort of stopped. Every time we pass a law to restrict gun ownership, gun sales increase. It's sort of interesting.
And then we have the stronger rules for gun storage. And that comes right on a weekend where there was, I think, a 14-year-old who shot himself in the head and is in critical condition now in Watertown after getting into a gun in his house.
Yeah, one of the things that we did in Ethan's law that I co-sponsored was education for the kids, actually teaching gun safety in schools, which the state still hasn't implemented. But to me, that's the best way to protect them. You know, if they find a gun, I mean, we had a 6-year-old find one in Hartford on the front lawn and shot himself. That we have to start teaching gun safety. But safe storage also is on the books, and it was expanded basically to any household that has a gun. It used to be if you have kids in the house, you had to safely storage. Now it's no matter what, you have to safe store your guns.
Increased fines for littering.
Yeah, this is just, I think it increases it to $500. You know, if you throw stuff out the window, you're going to get a bigger fine.
Can you do a citizen's arrest on that?
That'd be cool if you could. We have a badge and everything.
It just drives me nuts when you see someone, like, flip a fast food bag out the window.
Yeah. I mean, there are garbage cans.
Yeah.
Every gas station has them by the pumps.
That's right.
Yeah, those fines were increased. I'm not sure how enforceable we've ever had those.
And I agree with you. If we're not arresting people for stealing cars and we're just looking the other way on major crimes, we're not going to go around writing tickets for littering.
No.
And if you don't show up to pay your or whatever, you know, come on, this is stupid.
Make an arrest.
But I was driving down a beautiful country road, and the state had just come through with the tractor and, like, cut down all the brush on the side of the road.
Uh-huh.
And all you see is just garbage. And it's like people flipping bottles and coffee cups and
nippers,
whatnot,
everything. Yep,
out the window. I'm like, come on, people.
Yeah.
We can be better. Street takeovers?
Yeah, essentially, I think we've expanded the law so that if you put stuff on social media saying, you know, let's go into Naugatuck and take over this area, that you also could be arrested for that action of putting it onto social media.
Joe wants to know, where do you return the nip bottles for 10 cents?
So the nip bottles right now don't have a deposit on them.
Okay.
Right now, there's a portion of the nip bottles, when you buy them, your towns that you buy them in get money from the state. But that's something that's being looked at, is whether we should be doing a deposit on them.
I saw one. It was, the bear bill. You could kill a bear now. You could shoot a bear if you are doing it in self-defense.
Yeah, that's right. Finally, in Connecticut, you could protect yourself against a bear attack by shooting them. And then DEEP can also order that they be hunted if there's too much of a population of them or if they're a danger to the community.
Animal shelters have to provide heating and air conditioning.
Good.
I mean, yeah, we had that issue in Wallingford.
What happened?
Crop up. Well, they didn't have air conditioning, and when it was summertime and it got up over, you know, 100 degrees, it was just too hot for the animals. So they have since now made it clear that if you're going to have an animal shelter, you got to keep the temperature.
Did any animals die?
I don't think so. I just think it was, you know, the workers there really took care of them and made sure that they didn't. It's just difficult when the temperatures get that high to keep it cool enough for them.
It's just hard enough for these animal shelters to operate, and now it's like, okay.
Now we need AC.
I know. Yeah. Heat and air conditioning, but what about a fan? Like, what about, like, you know, what are you going to do, go in and find these people now?
Yeah.
They're doing God's work, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like,
I think most have them anyway. So.
Like, has it been that bad where, like, hey, we need a law on this?
No.
Well, really? I mean, you've seen lawmakers. Yeah. We love our press releases.
That's
true.
What are you doing about wrong way driving?
We dumped about $20 million into putting up new signs to make it clear. Also looking at certain entrance ramps that might be a little bit more unclear when you're getting on. I know, like in Southington on 691, it's a little tricky. And then we're also putting in a technology that will track when somebody goes the wrong way, and will alert the police and they could try to get out there and stop the wrong way driver.
Traffic cameras in municipalities, and then we'll wrap it up.
Yeah, we talked about that one a couple months ago. Basically, the towns can put in traffic cameras, like red light cameras, and pull you over for speeding and issue a ticket through town hall. So that one's going to be interesting. I think it's going to end up in court and be messy, but we'll see.
Well, I shouldn't run red lights anyway, so.
I know, but I come in the middle of the night. There's no cars on the road. I roll them.
Right. I mean, there's some.
I act like they're a stop sign.
Some lights can't be just flashing. I remember when I first moved here, I'm like, what's all the flashing lights? After a certain time, they flashed yellow or red on either side.
Yeah, it's just, man, you got to keep your hand in my pocket.
Well, it all depends what's going on there.
I knew you'd make that creepy. A woman in Wisconsin is accused of driving under the influence, getting into an accident, and then drinking a hard seltzer in a gas station after the accident occurred.
Well, she's been through a lot.
Very stressful. Needed a drink.
Drove her to drink.
Had to take the edge off.
Right.
Here's the victim of the crash confronting DUI suspect Michelle Miller as she grabs a hard drink and chugs it after the accident she caused.
So why are you trying to buy more alcohol after you done hit my car? Can you not stop her? Reason a four-car accident outside your thing.
You can't drink that in here. Lady!
She literally had a four-car accident outside your establishment. The cops are outside already. You see them?
Four-car accident.
Yeah. Well, she thought it was only two at first.
She thought she was seeing double.
Right. I was going to aim in the middle. Nope. Hit them all.
Well, she probably figured, if I'm going to go down, I might as well have a drink now. It's going to be a while before I have another drink.
Exactly. Just embrace it and just cheers.
Just, I'm going to own this.
Right. I'll be so epic. I'll be in dumbass news.
Mm.
Woo!
Well, congratulations, Michelle Miller.
You made it.
You made it.
Nice.
All right. Ring camera shows burglar singing surprisingly well before breaking into a home. Happened in Atlanta. Police are looking for a man who they say burglarized a home in Atlanta, but was first caught on the homeowner's Ring camera belting his heart out.
Subtle.
Atlanta police said the burglary happened Saturday evening. Officers responded to a call from a homeowner who said an unknown man broke into the house and stole several items. The victim was able to provide surveillance video of the suspect, which showed the man singing on the front porch before breaking into the house.
He was happy. There's good stuff in there.
He even pulled out some impressive runs and riffs. It's going to sound like that in prison.
The dulcet tones. So Chris Brown's working again, huh? That's what he's doing now.
That's frightening if he's that comfortable. He's singing love songs on the porch.
And not a care in the world.
You watch the
just
video.
Another day.
Yeah. You watch the video. He's smiling and he opens the door. And he's just belting it out.
Yeah,
he's
having a good Tuesday, time.
Yeah.
When I'm breaking the law, I'm usually pretty aware of what's happening.
Right. Like a ninja.
Focus.
Like a ninja.
If there's one point, he looks right at the camera.
Yeah.
Right into the camera.
Like he knew it was there. He had to.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's R&B breaking and entering.
R&B and E, yeah.
I thought it was a fake video until I see it's a real deal. Like the Atlanta police really looking for this guy, and there's a $2,000 reward for information.
And a recording contract.
Yeah, he's going to show up at a recording booth.
But remember the male, the convict that became a male model? It's going to be like that.
He's got such nice eyes. I don't care if he killed three people.
All right, let's go to Bridgeport Mayor Ganim. Congratulations, sir.
Oh, it was a fantastic weekend. Thank you. I think everybody had an amazing time, and so many people worked so hard on making sure that it was came together. And it's a kind of sigh of relief after 2 days, I think, for everyone just to say, wow, this was just spectacular.
Man, when that rain was pouring on Friday, I thought, how the hell are they going to pull off a concert with 55,000 attendees
right
in a field?
How did you do that?
I got there Saturday expecting to just see, you know, images from that Woodstock where it rained like nuts.
Right. Garbage cans floating by.
Yeah.
Right.
And I was shocked. The field was like in awesome condition.
You got it done.
It was amazing. It was amazing. I mean, you know, I was doing my part. I was praying for the clouds to part. No, there were so many people.
That's hard work, Mayor.
I mean, that's what it came down to.
He's in the tallest building, yelling at the sky, stop raining!
Please.
Is that Mayor Ganim up there?
I was like, no, you can't do this.
Right.
But, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, around whatever it was, midday, and they pushed a couple of artists and everything back, but it just turned out fantastic, and the how do you call it? An audible in sports where you see the gravel come in and the provisions made and all the entities, local, state, federal, everybody kind of jumping on it just making things come together. And then when you had, like you said, I mean, for a city our size, then we're the largest city in the state, you know, let's say 150,000 people, and you have an additional almost 30,000 people. 2 days in a row. This is a huge, huge event of logistics. So while people are enjoying the music, there were so many people working hard behind the scenes and out there and just making it go. And I think everyone agreed it was a great event and it was smooth. One of those things where you're saying, wow, is this really happening right here at Seaside Park in Bridgeport with some of these world famous music artists? And I just want to thank everyone for making it happen and look forward to this type of event and this type of venue and this type of entertainment center, entertainment capital of Connecticut continuing for Bridgeport and for the state.
Did you go to see any specific artists?
You know, I was in and out, and there was a command center and stayed at the end and certainly enjoyed Red Hot Chili Peppers and John Mayer.
Oh, what's in the command center?
Well, you know, there's the back of the house where, while people are kind of bebopping down on the stage, you know, there is everything that you could imagine to ensure both personal security, logistics.
Ah, so you're like backstage in some room with like monitors.
It wasn't that glamorous. Let me tell you, it was a bunch. You know, it was cold coffee and potato chips, but people looking at screens.
I'm sure.
What kind of kids?
I'm going to play this clip for Howard in 15 minutes. Cold coffee and potato chips.
A bad morning show.
I'm cold coffee.
Find a cup of coffee.
Yeah, I'm guessing being a mayor and like a popular mayor, and you've been a mayor for so long, it's got to be weird. Like you can't walk out among the people because you just won't even get 2 feet without people, you know, stopping you and talking. Like
people
you
were great.
You wouldn't enjoy yourself,
well,
would you?
You know, as they loosen up, so to speak, with the beverages and so on into the evening, everybody becomes a lot more friendly and that's a nice thing. But I think the best thing to do is just let people go and enjoy the music and. As they did, and I think it was fantastic.
Cool.
I couldn't believe it. I took video. You know, I'm like a kid. I'm looking out and taking video of all these people just kind of swinging and just watching the music. And as much as the entertainment, it was the value of human experience and just having a great time. And they walked away, and they've got to feel like, wow, Bridgeport, Connecticut, the team and all the people that pulled it together and just had their act together, and so to speak, and it was just one of those things where the memories will be good, and this will be something that continues to grow for in a positive way for all of us. So I'm really happy.
How many cops did you
thank everyone for their hard work?
The police were great, by the
message.
Mayor, the police were great. They're really friendly, very helpful, and you had a lot of them. How many were out there, like the various
every able-bodied person was committed somewhere, and certainly here. You know, the biggest challenge on that is once you get past, like you said, the beginning and the rain, and is it going to work, and everybody gets in, and the food works, and the artists, and the stage, and all that. Then you look at, think about it, some almost 30,000 people, you know, leaving at one time could be a logistical nightmare, and they just did a phenomenal job with it. And I just want to compliment that. So hopefully everybody not only came away with a good experience, the city not only is compensated for all the city employers hands on deck, but we make money on this. There's a revenue sharing for the residents to help pay for services. It's probably $1 million. I'm making up a number, but, you know, we'd have to look at it. But there's a percentage that the city gets on top of that. And the residents in that part of the city certainly were probably – they didn't like the music. They liked the music, they got to hear it for free. If they didn't like it, it was an annoyance. So I appreciate their patience with so many people coming in into the city.
Were there any arrests?
You know, I heard the first night there was something, you know, some small disorderly conduct or something like that, which is not unusual with that many people.
Yeah, for a concert.
No, it's amazing that it was as smooth as that. Because you expect, I mean, if you talk to anybody who does these things, there's always things that happen. So it was either very nominal if there was anything.
I walked into Sound on Sound. Like, you see all the police presence, and they're there to help you because roads are closed, and now they're, you know, your GPS is telling you to go this way. But once you got into Sound on Sound, I didn't see one police officer, so I'm thinking that they were undercover or there was private security or what was happening.
It was a combination of all that, and then there were other agencies there, too, and a lot of help, a lot of hired, I think attendees are very important in those instances. To be and have communications. If something does happen, then I think that's where you resort to the need for, let's say, a police officer.
Yeah, because I'm walking, I'm deep in, I'm like near the stage, and like I haven't seen one police officer. I'm like, there's no way they let us all go crazy here by ourselves.
Right.
I felt like a kid. Like, there's no way the adults.
There.
How can I test? There's no way the adults are not like here somehow.
How can I test?
Watching
this?
Us. Yeah.
A great experience, and thank you guys for making sure the promotion of it, letting people know about it, and then today letting them know it was a great event.
Great event,
and it was great for the city, great for the state, and that this is the type of thing we want to keep going.
Cool.
Now you've been to Seaside Park before, but I'm sure there were, you know, 20+ thousand people there that had never been and seen that, and the boats out there and the sunset. And, Just amazing place to be. And thank everyone for coming and enjoying it. And everyone who stepped up and worked tirelessly over the last...
A lot of people.
I can't even say 2 days. A long time. Yeah,
I felt the state was actually tipping at one point. I was trying to walk across my house like, whoa! Everything seems out of whack.
Mayor Ganim, thanks for coming on. Congratulations to all those in Bridgeport who helped make Sound on Sound a huge success this year.
Thank you for your role, and hope to talk to you again.
All right. Thank you, Mayor. I can't wait. Grab that cold coffee and potato chips.
Cold coffee potato chips.
I'll play that one for Howard. There was no cold coffee back there, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, your coffee goes so much
well nose. Taken care of.
What?
All right.
Yep.
All right. So how about those Patriots?
How about those Patriots?
Let's talk to NFL agent Jill Linta. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Joe, I've lived a long, I had a long run of, like, Patriots fans coming in on Monday.
Chest out.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wearing the jerseys.
Yep.
None of that today.
I was thinking about you last night with your beer sign in your hand watching that game. That had to be pretty good for you.
I actually heard the music.
You know, there's still a lot wrong with the Cowboys. You can see they still can't get into the end zone. They got to kick it.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of problems. It's not a perfect team, but, man, that was a good win.
They did some kicking last night more than the ball. It was the Patriots were in. It was just not a good day for the Patriots. And Bill Belichick's press conference after was more like a eulogy than a press conference. It was bad. Their offense is really out of sorts. Mac Jones looked like he was seeing ghosts. I mean, it threw two picks, just not good at all. And it starts, it really starts with him, and the head coach and the quarterback always get the blame and the credit when things go good. And they got to do some soul searching right now because they're getting too far behind in the standings. Buffalo and Miami are jumping up, although Miami got their butt kicked yesterday too. So, it's going to be interesting. And the NFL loves the parity of right now, for example, there's one unbeaten team, Philadelphia and San Francisco. And there's only two teams that don't have a win, which is Chicago and Carolina. So The NFL loves the parity, and the networks love the parity.
What'd you think about the Kansas City?
It was interesting last night in the first quarter. It looked like it was going to be the blowout that a lot of people expected. I think they jumped out 17-0, and then Zach Wilson got his legs under him and started throwing the ball a little better, and the Jets played a lot better, and it ended up being a very close game. Patrick Mahomes was, due respect to him, as bad as I've seen him. I mean, he threw some balls that were, my God, I would scream at a high school kid for some of the balls he threw. But
he's aiming for Taylor Swift.
He made a couple of big plays. Made a couple of big plays at the end and sealed the victory, but that was a lot closer than people expected.
Well, that's what the quarterbacks get paid for. When it's close, you have a couple seconds left. Now it's all you. You got to do it.
Yep.
And that's the thing. When I see the Cowboys and they're in that situation, I'm like, they're going to blow it.
They've been saying that since 1982.
I just don't know how they're going to do it, but I do know what they're about to do.
And throw this pizza box away, start getting the garbage out.
Yeah.
Yep.
They couldn't do it on that one, though. That was too much of a mismatch yesterday. And sometimes things go bad right from the get-go, and they did for the Patriots yesterday. But Dallas is pretty good this year. You're going to have more hope this year with them than you have in the past.
Yeah, but, those teams that get to the end, Joe, they're very, one, consistent, and then, two, when the pressure's on, you can the people on the field know that quarterback is capable of doing it. I don't think that the Cowboys think that he could do it. I don't think they do. I don't think.
Doing their promos. Yeah. I don't think he can do it.
We're going to learn a lot about the Cowboys next week when they play in San Francisco against the 49ers.
Yeah.
However that game goes, that's whoever the real Cowboys are.
No, but the real Cowboys show up every other week.
Right.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Which one is the real one? Is it the one that we saw yesterday?
Who
and they
be?
Weren't great. They just played a really bad team.
Defense was great.
Or was it the team that played the Cardinals? you know.
Yeah, well, like, so who could it be now? Who can it be?
That's the problem. You don't get really deep into the playoffs when you're inconsistent.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift, did she look bored to you?
I thought she was looked like she was waiting for a car at the emissions department.
I saw one picture of her. She looked like a blow-up doll. Mouth like, whoa!
Well, her lips are so red.
I'm like, what just happened here?
She was standing there with her friends and like, what time is intermission? It's halftime, Taylor.
Do you want me to go out there and sing? No!
She did have like 20 best friends with her, so I don't know how much attention she was paying to the actual game.
Yeah. Zero.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were a little, looked a little boring up in the booth up there.
Yeah. She's like, how come the attention's not on me?
All right, how do you think the Giants will do tonight?
They got to win. They got their backs up against the wall, you know, being in the division with the Eagles and the Cowboys. So they have to win. Pressure mounts in New York. It's, even though the Jets, you know, played well last night, they still lost. And it's like Parcells used to say, you are what your record says you are. And they're 1-2. They go to 1-3. The Eagles are 4-0. It's going to be a tough road to come back. It's hard to be three games back with only four games having been played. And it's a long season, but this is a early season must win. You know, the Cowboys, like that, you know, like Phil said, that Cowboys 49ers game is going to be really exciting next week.
Yeah, and, for everyone, you know, but me and all the other Cowboy fans. You know, we all know. Don't say it's going to be exciting. We all know what's going to happen. Cowboys are going to get crushed.
It's almost like scripted.
You're going to be crushed. You're going to be crushed. It's just going to be a little later in the year this year. That's all.
Giants go to Miami and then to Buffalo after this week. So must win sounds about right.
Yes.
NFL agent Joe Linton, hey, you should come to our Chaz and AJ Monsters ball.
I've already got my Taylor Swift outfit ready. Nice. Ah.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.